Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. Several reports this morning now that the true number of people who died in nursing homes here in New York State during the pandemic altered by Andrew Cuomo's top aides back in July. Let's get the latest on this morning. We head back to the governor's office on the east side and check in with our Roger Stern. Roger?
Glenn, both the New York Times and Wall Street Journal say the governor's office rewrote the health department's draft to exclude nursing home residents who died in the hospital from the total number of nursing home COVID deaths. This came at a time when the governor was under fire for a state order that had required nursing homes to readmit COVID-positive residents from hospitals. The governor's office and the health department say the hospital deaths were not included because the data was not verified. The governor has insisted that nursing home deaths were caused by asymptomatic workers, not by residents who had returned from hospitals. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, outside the governor's office on the east side.
And the other scandal the governor is dealing with, of course, regarding his accusers of sexual harassment. Well, one of them says there is no confusion. He propositioned her for sex.
She is the second woman to go public with sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo, and she did so on CBS's Evening News with Nora O'Donnell.
Do you believe that he was propositioning you?
Yes.
For what? Sex.
Charlotte Bennett describing an uncomfortable exchange in the governor's office.
Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely.
The 25-year-old former Cuomo aide feels his notoriety during the pandemic went to his head.
Absolutely. I think he felt like he was untouchable in a lot of ways.
Bennett dismisses Cuomo's Wednesday mea culpa, saying it wasn't an apology. He didn't even use my name. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
John Catsimatidis has been thinking about a run for mayor. He's run before, but now he may have his sights on Albany. The billionaire businessman telling the New York Post he may now run for governor instead because of Mr. Cuomo's troubles. And he would run as a Republican. He tells the Post running for gov in 2022 instead of running for mayor this year would give him another year to hand over his businesses to his family, and then he could step out of those. Now, Catsimatidis reportedly is willing to spend $100 million in a potential campaign. Two hit and runs to talk to you about. Unfortunately, they were both fatal. A woman struck and killed by a hit and run driver in Ozone Park. This happened last night around 10. On Conduit Avenue, the 24-year-old victim passed away at Brookdale as cops in the 106th precinct now are working this case. And also one in New Jersey to tell you about. Police in Bergen County are investigating a fatal hit and run. This happened in Hackensack on Polyfly Road, if you're familiar with that, right off of Route 80, not far from the Hasbrook Heights border there. It's a black SUV involved, according to witnesses, with tinted windows, struck a woman in her 50s as she was walking on Polyfly, and then that SUV fled. Now, a second vehicle in the area trying to swerve to avoid, unfortunately, also hit the woman, and she was killed. That driver did stop and is providing some information to police regarding that initial driver. Connecticut's going to be relaxing many coronavirus-related restrictions in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be for businesses, theaters, churches, and travel, but they're going to keep the statewide mask mandate, according to Governor Ned Lamont, who said this yesterday. They are moving forward.
So while we're lifting the capacity limits, we are going to maintain the mask and the spacing requirements. What that means in terms of restaurants, non-theater, We're keeping that in place, 8 people to a table, so it doesn't become a big party.
And in Jersey, they have become the 6th United States state now to report a case of the Brazilian coronavirus variant, which is considered to be pretty much of equal scientific interest to the widely reported UK and South African strains, but has been detected at a much lesser degree in America so far. But there is a case now in New Jersey. Initial supplies from Johnson & Johnson arriving in the city yesterday. Of course, that is a single-dose shot for the vaccine. More vaccination sites opening up, including at Co-op City. 24/7 vaccine site now at Yankee Stadium. The Javits Center will go 24/7 starting tonight. We caught up with Councilman Mark Levine, who chairs the health committee at the city council.
There's a big problem if you have no mass transit or certainly no subway service at those hours. It's just one more reminder that this is a 24/7 city. We need to have a 24/7 subway system. And I think we should use this moment when we're now getting 24/7 vaccination to finally reopen all night all the subway service.
And speaking of reopening, a big day here in the city. If you're a movie fan, movie theaters will be opening up at 25% capacity. In fact, the rule is this: there cannot be more than 50 people at a time per movie screen to keep things distance. We're being told that some theaters will actually stay closed because they say opening for such a small number of people is not cost effective. But others indeed will be opening up. So as they say, check your listings. While there's good news and bad news in the scenario when it came to crime in New York City during February, it seems overall crime fell pretty dramatically by nearly 27%, but shootings spiking 75%. Compared to February 2020, here's the mayor.
It's important to set a foundation here that even though we experienced some real challenges in 2020, particularly with gun violence, in fact, if you look at all of the numbers, overall crime decreased in 2020.
But 77 shootings in the month compared to 44 last February. The police commissioner is saying gun arrests are also way up by 64% compared to the same period last year. And disciplinary records for more than 83,000 active and retired cops posted online now by the CCRB.
The NYPD's data dashboard will be released next week for public review of disciplinary proceedings and outcomes.
Discipline is a management tool to help the agency deal with and affect our employees in their role as employees.
That's Chief Matt Pontilli explaining that the department held 16 trials last year. First Deputy Commissioner Ben Tucker defends the police commissioner's role as sole decision maker.
You cannot run an organization, especially a paramilitary organization such as the NYPD, without the chief executive having the responsibility on final disciplinary decision.
The CCRB and the New York Civil Liberties Union have already released their own data on complaints made to their respective organizations. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, is being honored by Major League Baseball. Let's get that from our Mark Renee. Mark?
Yeah, Glenn, starting this year, June 2nd becomes the third day carved out of the baseball calendar to honor a specific player. Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente now joined by Lou Gehrig Day across the major leagues. Oakland A's right fielder Stephen Piscotty lost his mom to ALS and is part of the group that's been pushing Lou Gehrig Day ahead.
We thought the timing was would be very appropriate, being at 80 years since his passing, and we're excited to celebrate who he was as a player and a person. And to bring more awareness to this horrible disease.
With June 2nd chosen because that was the date in 1925, Gehrig became the Yankees' everyday first baseman, replacing Wally Pipp. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.